Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
Taught when you were young, if you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story of fun, and I'm a lucky one, 'cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game, Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe we'll still take a knee while you're Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able? Bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets for your Commander-in-Chief, honestly. If I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep, seriously. Do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to
America, you cannot be real. America, you need to look at yourself. I'm being serious. You need to look at yourself. You sit here and tell me that we are a great country. We are. You sit here and tell me we're a free country. Basically, we are. And then you storm the Capitol. Then you back a man who doesn't care about you whatsoever. And on Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, somebody invades Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's house, with a hammer.
and proceeds to hammer Nancy Pelosi's husband. Kill him. Who has serious injuries and recover. And folks, Marjorie Taylor Greene stated on Wednesday, can't wait to see what happens one day ahead. Now, America, if Marjorie Taylor Greene knew about this attack, she should be in jail. Stop the foolishness. Stop the foolishness. We got 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks to go in the election. And the Republican Party think Americans are that stupid. I'm tired of this because we know, America know better. America can do better. America has to do better. And this is the reason why. I'm going to play this. This is the reason why America has to do better.
The Republican who wants to be Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, said this is what voters should be thinking about 12 days out.
If you care about the economy, if you care about crime, your streets, if you care about having a future that's built on an economy that's strong and a nation that is safe, don't cast your ballot based upon party. Because even Democrat consultants, even those Democrats on CNN were embarrassed of who their nominee was and the capability of carrying out the job. This is a big job in the Senate. It's a big job in the House. It's a huge job in the White House.
And okay, that actually is what I'd really like you to focus on for just a minute. The Republican leader was referring to Pennsylvania Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke, a medical crisis, as an embarrassment. Classy. Even though Fetterman addressed his health challenges head on at Tuesday's debate against Mehmet Oz.
And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
The reality is John Fetterman faced a health issue that affects millions of Americans. And real talk, it took a lot of guts for him to take that stage just 5 months into his recovery, a time when most people who suffer strokes are still facing at least some effects. Even more so, given that he was facing off against an opponent who has spent most of his career talking on TV, which, by the way, is not exactly the main job of a United States senator. In fact, in many ways, Fetterman is a model for Americans who've experienced similar health challenges. But to Republicans, it's disqualifying. And they've been aided by a media narrative latching onto Fetterman's health and how it may have affected his performance in Tuesday's debate. Okay, but if that's an acceptable narrative, why isn't the healthiness of another candidate in one of the most consequential Senate races being subjected to the same scrutiny? Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker, who, as he's battled allegations about his personal life, has repeatedly pointed to his own struggles with mental health. In fact, Walker's been open about his history with dissociative personality disorder. In a 2008 book, he acknowledged his history with violent urges and writes that he played Russian roulette and recounts sitting at his kitchen table in 1991, pointing a loaded gun with a single bullet at his head. Now, as he's running for Senate, Walker says he's healed and has completely overcome his past struggles. Yeah, but some experts told the New York Times healing isn't as simple as Walker suggests. Adding, John Fetterman, the Democratic candidate for Senate, is facing questions from Republicans about whether he's fit to serve after a stroke. Even Republican strategists say Mr. Walker should answer similar questions. The fact is, look, millions of Americans also live with mental health challenges. It's not about perpetrating a stigma. It's that Herschel Walker's challenges are not being treated as disqualifying by Republicans. If anything, they're seen as an asset. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich even pointed to the fact that Walker had sustained concussions as a college and pro football player as a sign of what he can bring to the Senate. Of course, none of Walker's issues, health or otherwise, really matter to Republicans. To them, he's just convenient. They know they can get him to do what they want him to do. And last night, Senator Lindsey Graham told us the real reason. Republicans are telling you Herschel Walker's issues should not matter.
What is it about this guy? He changes the entire narrative of the left. We're a party of racists, Sean. Me and you are racist. The Republican Party's racist. Well, what happens when the Republican Party elects and nominates Herschel Walker, an African-American black Heisman Trophy winner, right, Olympian? It destroys the whole narrative. They're scared to death of Herschel Walker because if Herschel Walker becomes a Republican, maybe every other young child in America of color might want to be a Republican.
Hi, I'm joined now by Michael Steele, former Republican National Committee Chairman and host of the Michael Steele Podcast, and Juanita Tolliver, MSNBC political analyst, Democratic strategist, and co-host of the What a Day podcast on Crooked Media. Thank you very much both for being here. Michael, you know you're at the disadvantage. You're not here with us, even though I know you could be, brother. We live in the same state, so I'm a little bit annoyed that you're not sitting here with me, but that's okay.
It's true.
But okay, so Michael, I do have to go to you because you were head of the RNC for a time. For me, it's the pointing at the silent man next to him as if he was an object.
Yeah.
It's Lindsey Graham's completely, but you know, sort of anodyne comments about, you see him? You see the black, he's black, right? You see how black he is? That proves that we're not racist. There's a black man standing there. You see a black, look at him. You see how black he is? It's the disrespect they have for black people and their belief that black people are essentially a prop, that when you place one in front of America, they will associate Republicans with anti-racism just because there's that black. Look at him. He plays football, right? He's athletic. Ain't that black? He got a lot of kids he didn't claim. Ain't that black? He's everything black is supposed to be, and he gonna do what we say. I found it incredibly offensive. But you're the black man on this panel. What did you think of it?
I watched that. No, I watched that with the same gut-wrenching feeling because Herschel Walker shouldn't need a white man to come to his defense. He should be able to stand on his own 2 feet and make his case. But he can't, and that's the problem. And they know he can't because he hasn't. And so they, you know, they trollop out Lindsey, you know, who's going to do his form of, you know, shucking and jiving for Herschel. And that's exactly what we watched. And it was heartbreaking and very disturbing to watch because the reality of it is Lindsey knows damn well that if you change Herschel's skin color, he is no more the nominee for the Republican Party in Georgia than I am. And I don't live in Georgia, right? So the point is, why are you doing this? You know this man has been. And I really much appreciated the way you opened the program to talk about how these two individuals are being treated who have health-related concerns, right? And the fact is the Republicans want to drop all over Fetterman for having a stroke, but they don't want to deal with the obvious mental health concerns that Walker himself said he had. I mean, and to the point is, you don't just walk away from that. There's a lot more involved here. CTE is real, and it has effects while you're alive, obviously not diagnosed until you are no longer here. But the reality of it is, these are good and important health issues to discuss in both states. But yeah, Republicans don't want to do that, so they just want to do the, you know, they're coming after him because he's a black Republican. No, he's not qualified for the job, Lindsey. Now, I'm sure if there was someone else that you had nominated, the conversation would be very different. But that's where we are.
Right. And the difference is, Juanita, having had a stroke does not prevent you from being a senator. I mean, John F. Kennedy was sickly most of his adult life. He managed to be a United States senator and president of the United States. No one knew what his health challenges were. FDR, right, as the great Lawrence O'Donnell pointed out last night, Winston Churchill, sickly throughout his entire prime ministership in Great Britain. No one even knew because the quality of your mind doesn't change with a stroke.
Right.
What Herschel Walker has admitted to was that he has dissociative disorder, that he's played Russian roulette. We know that he put a gun to the head of his former wife. He had violent tendencies. To me, this is something, if the media is going to go in on Fetterman for having had a recoverable illness that he's recovering from. I don't understand why it's not fair game to talk about Herschel Walker, because he clearly has deficits. And I feel like he's almost in the same category of the way the right uses Kanye. They he has some issues. He said himself when he's not on his medication, he's not all there. And they are happy to trot him out and really him and exploit his deficiencies that, you know, that he's mentioned.
Right.
And they're willing to push him out there in front and put him on Tucker and parade him around because they just need a black guy to be able to say, look at this black guy.
And it makes them feel good.
Yeah.
It makes them feel good. And what I got from that Lindsey Graham experience that we all had to watch as Herschel Walker sat there with a smirk on his face,
Silently. Happy
to be the prop, as Lindsey Graham said, here is an acceptable black man. Because that was the message from that clip.
Amen.
To white voters in Georgia, he is acceptable even with the violent history, even with the abuse towards his partner and his family, which his son has called out repeatedly on social media. This is still someone who is better than a reverend currently serving in the Senate in Warnock. And what I do appreciate, though, is that Senator Warnock did signal to this in their last debate. He called out the fact that Herschel Walker threatened a shootout with police as a sign about his previous violent tendencies. And whether or not that is related to his brain injuries or traumatic issues, like, that is still something that makes him unfit to serve.
Yeah.
And that should be the frame here that we should be coming back to. And when you talk about the comparison with Herschel Walker's treatment compared to Fetterman's treatment, I look at Fetterman and I see, okay, you're a public servant who's been serving the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for 10-plus years.
That's right.
And Walker, you got a washed-up athlete who's never served, who keeps paying for women's abortions, allegedly, and wants to ban all abortions for everybody else. There's no comparison here. They are not in the same league at all.
The Republican Party better get a hold of itself, because what happened in San Francisco this past week is stable. If anybody in that party knew about this, I'll tell you, we got two weeks of this, two more weeks. And my gold caravan and soul patrollers, you have to get somebody what you do on November the 8th. Fill your tank up with gas. Take people to the polls on November the 8th. Make phone calls November the 8th. Did you vote today? Are you going to vote today? Can I help you get there today? It's serious, folks. Because we are on the verge of rebellion, over rebellion. The only way to stop the rebellion is to put the people out of office who started this. That means Marjorie Taylor Greene. That means Mitch Bobart. That means that fool in Tennessee. Who raised his fist going into the Senate before the January 6th. But yet, when those rioters, and they're rioters. Okay, and make it very clear, I was a riot. We got work to do here. As an African-American man, I am scared of this country the way it's responding. The way it's acting. It's like 1960 all over again. I ain't going back there. gay.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
I'll be happy hours on Monday night for shaving. their rival, and we got to see what they're doing in a minute. But as I use a battle for taking place in the Missouri Valley and the South Dakota Jackrabbits remain undefeated in the Missouri Valley. And it looks like SIU is going to go down to the second defeat in a row as the Northern Iowa Panthers are beating the Lukies 28-17, going down to the second defeat in a row. And with a bye week next week, this could be the end of the playoff run for the SIU Salukis. Too bad. I thought they were going to have a good year. But they just did not show up for the last two games. Last week, they barely did it. They just did not come in the fourth quarter, and they lost the game 27-24 at the end of the game.
This is an odd series because
the Phillies and the Astros, and these two teams do not excite many fans. You had four other win teams, and all four did not get into the playoffs, which is very interesting. Very interesting. Because the Dodgers, I thought the Dodgers would be here. I thought the Dodgers and Mets would be in the NLCS. This is how I thought the Astros and the Yankees would be in the ALCS. But guess what? Baseball being as it is, all of our home watching the World Series like me. Very interesting. Okay. Will they continue to do so? We will see. and the Bruins get the roll. So they have Blue Jackets 4-0. At Omar, South 40, Blue Jacket Jets. Jersey beats Colorado 1-0. On a third period goal by Hughes. Penguins, South 25 shots, and Jersey wins over Colorado. With a nasty third jersey. Islanders Bob Colorado in the third period with three goals. 6-2 victory over Colorado. Nelson Major with three goals in the third period. Vegas, the Knights are in first place in the West as they roll over the Ducks. 4-1. And this is why Vegas is so good. 11 players got 1 point each in a 4-0 beatdown of Anaheim Ducks Friday night. Vancouver upset Pittsburgh with three goals in their period, and they beat the Penguins 5-1, and Vancouver won its second game of the year. WTA, no news last night. PGA last night, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship was delayed due to darkness and resumed this morning. Ben Crane leading Alexander and Aaron Bradley by one stroke. LPGA is off this week, moving to Japan next week for the Toto Japan Classic and Singa Japan. Formula 1, the Ferrari take 1 and 2 in the first prizes on Thursday night. Sainz and Leclerc and Perez 1, 2, 3. Press number 2, the Mercedes made a noise. With George Russell taking 1. Yuki Tsunoda, number 2, her first voice of the year. Esteban Ocon, number 3, with Lewis Hamilton in the 4th spot. Prizes 3 will be tonight. Prizes 3 will be tonight for the Mexican Grand Prix tomorrow afternoon. The Mexican Grand Prix will win one. And it could be the first year that Hamilton has not won a single Grand Prix. They got two more left before the season ends. In November, I can't believe this season went so fast. In the Formula 1. Verstappen is the champion of the Formula 1. And the New Year starts in April. The last week of April, 23 season starts Formula 1.
fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, blood on my doorstep. Life to live in hell, puddles of blood in the streets. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines, the ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bump the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
Right.
Orlando Magic rookie becomes third player with 20 points in first 5 games. Paolo Barrasso is off to a good start with 20 points per game. Matt Jones will return as the third quarterback for the New England Patriots. The New York Giants then wide out Kadarius Tony and Kansas City for draft picks. And the trade deadline is this Thursday. Coming. And then the team will be set in the National Football League. Kyle Irvin defends Ben Simmons. Let's lose another game on Thursday night. 129-127. The Dallas and Jokic. 41 points. Durant and Irving can't do it all. So I don't know what the Brooklyn Nets are going to do. I mean, they got to do better than that. They need Ben Simmons to score. And I don't think the brother can do it. Warriors get back on track. 123-110, victory on Miami. As the kids play well. And Curry gets 33 points. And there's a feud going on between Charles Barkley and Clay Thompson. Now, Charles like to get people upset. I think he does it on purpose. And some people just need to play him off because he just does it on purpose. So, the Warriors, he doesn't like San Francisco for some reason. He doesn't like the Warriors because they're outside shooters. He doesn't like Clay Thompson. He doesn't like Curry. And he can't stand Draymond Green. So, he's not going to say anything nice about the Golden State Warriors. They just get used to it. It's the way Charles is. On Friday, the University of Georgia is mourning the great Hall of Fame coach Vince Dooley, as he passes at 90 years old. Vince Dooley, the great Bulldog at the University of Georgia. NCAA games this week. Indiana State at South Dakota State. SIU at Northern Iowa. Illinois State at South Dakota State. And this could be the week that South Dakota State wins the Missouri Valley because of SIU loses. If SIU loses today and South Dakota State wins, that'll be two games up but 2 games to go. And that means the Jackrabbits will have clinched the Missouri Valley title. South Carolina State is at Morgan Dayton. Howard is at Norfolk Dayton. North Carolina Central is at Delaware Dayton. And the MEAC schedule is Wayne. Southern is at Jackson State. I'll go and buy a brother that's going to Dayton. Cincinnati, at UCF, and Kentucky, and at Tennessee later on today. The rankings are Georgia number one, Ohio State number two, in the Division one, Tennessee number three, Michigan number four, and Clemson number five. SDS, South Dakota State number one, Sacramento State number two, Montana State number three, North Dakota State number four, and Weaver State number five. The Oregon Cross number six in a tie, and Jackson State number nine. In the Gary Gray NFL Power Ratings, the Gary Gray NFL their weakness. But before we do that, we gotta do this.
Doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the and I even got my own dance. So you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the I'm a Humpty nose will tickle you. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Bass groove right here. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I limped to the side like my legs was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy whack funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funkin', jumpin', jig around, shaking your rump. And when a doodoo chump punk points a finger like a sun, tell him step off, I'm doing the hump.
The Humpty dance, you don't dance, I do the hump.
Everybody!
I do the Humpty hump.
1, Eagles number 2, Kansas City Chiefs number 3, New York Jets number 4, Minnesota Vikings number 5, is a tie between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Football Giants. Any coach by a bench, QB Ryan. Rodgers and Brady both lose. And it could be the end of the 40-year-old reign. All three New York teams win. Dak signs in Dallas and the Bills Generals were 7-2 this week. Week eight games, Dallas hosts the Chicago Bears. Denver is at Jacksonville, Florida is at Tampa Bay. Carolina is at Atlanta. Miami is at Detroit. Arizona is at Minnesota. Vegas travels to New Orleans. And the Battle of Pennsylvania is Pittsburgh at Philadelphia. New York Football Giants is at Seattle. And Cincinnati is at Cleveland. And I'm going to tell you something. The Seattle game could be an upset game. As Giants had to go cross country in that madhouse in Seattle. LPGA last week was Korea, Lydia Ko. Andrea wins over Andrea Lee, who could not hold on to the lead. As Adrian Joy and Woo Joo Kim died for third place. The American Lily Wu is born. This will be later off, as you know, I told you earlier. Last week in the PGA was the DJ Cup in South Carolina. Roy McIlroy beats Kurt Kitayama and KHD for the victory. WTA, they're all over the place. Again this week. This week is a Rolex Masters in Paris. And the Akron WTA Finals start this week in Guadalajara, Mexico. Last week in NASCAR, the Disney Vodka 400. This week is Xfinity 400 in Martinsville, in Virginia, and the playoffs will begin. Playoffs will end next week, and NASCAR wraps up its season. Last week in Formula 1 was the U.S. Grand Prix. Red Bull won the Constructors' Cup. Max Verstappen won the championship. Hamilton raced his best race, coming in second and Leclerc in third. Next week they're off before they go to Brazil. And the last two races of the year. I hope you have a good evening and a good night. And take care of the kids.
shadow ghost.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? things you do. Without, I ain't lying. Oh, oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't vote me. I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you.
Nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image. Make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur. Or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits. We now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to the outer limits.